Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Ocean Lovers Podcast. I'm Kirsty.
And I'm Katie.
And I know you guys have probably have noticed in the last couple episodes that Katie has been here. So we thought we would just address it in this episode before we get started that Katie will be sticking around as the co-host of Ocean Lovers. Woohoo! Super excited. So we figured we would just kind of mention that in the beginning and kind of go from there. We're super excited. We've been talking about a lot of like awesome future episode ideas and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, I'm
Very
excited.
exciting.
It is. And even though there's a time difference, we're making it work.
Oh yeah, it actually
You're a
works
trooper.
better.
Does it really?
Yeah, because
Okay,
then I
that's
can get all
good.
my stuff done during the day and then
Oh,
relax
that's
with the podcast.
good. That's good. Okay, good
Yeah.
to know. So this episode is probably going to be a quicker episode, but we wanted to just kind of address some things. This episode is going to be about volunteer work, internships. We're just going to give you guys a little bit of our two cents and tips, suggestions. We might go more in depth with certain, maybe with some of these topics like later on if you guys want us to. Just be sure to be vocal, let us know, either message us on Instagram. Or leave us a comment on our post, anything if you guys want to, I don't know, hear something specific or us go in depth about something specific. Also, before we get into the episode, be sure if you guys haven't already to follow us on Instagram and our social media platforms, that way you guys stay updated. We are going to be posting a lot more, like I said. And also, if you're looking for a way to support the podcast, we do have a Patreon page, and Katie and I have been really brainstorming a lot, especially today with my million text messages. We've been brainstorming of how we want to do like a big revamp on the Patreon page and get a lot of engagement, get a lot of people involved on there, and just make it really fun. So if you guys want to support the podcast, there's a link in our bio in our Instagram page of Ocean Lovers Podcast. And check that out to see if there's a tier that works for you. But again, we are going to be revamping it if you guys just like want to wait a little bit and just keep track of what we're going to be updating. So yeah, I'm excited to release some new stuff for you guys. Super excited.
Me too.
All right, so let's get into the episode. Volunteer work, internships. Where do we even start?
My biggest note that I put, obviously it depends on, it's a huge field. There's a lot of different things
Yes.
you can do with it. So it depends on what specifically you want to do, but a lot of things are experience-based rather than necessarily what degree or
Yes.
what major you're getting. So if you're focusing on volunteer work and internship work, which I know we've touched on a lot in the past, especially with my original guest episode,
Yeah.
but it really is important and it can be annoying, but it is so important. So the sooner you get that on your resume and just in your brain, the better I feel.
Which is kind of crazy because it's like you want to get your degree so fast. Like, I'm in that boat. But then you have people telling you, no, like, obviously get your degree, go towards what you want to go towards. But volunteer work, internships, like, is super important to have on like your resume and showing people and talking to people about it. And it's just kind of crazy because with other stuff, it's kind of the not the opposite. But in this field specifically, like it is really important to have that volunteer work and internship and those connections.
I think too, it's such a hands-on, no matter which like branch you do within this field, just within marine science, it's a very hands-on field. So
Yeah.
like, yeah, you can sit and learn in lectures all you want, but you won't necessarily obtain that if you're not actually sitting there and doing the work yourself. So like I keep saying,
Yeah.
I think it is really important. And it kind of makes sense if you think about it, even though it is opposite. But I understand that it's opposite,
Yeah.
but it's worth it, I promise.
I know. Yeah. And something I was telling Christian is like if Avery did want to do this when she gets older, like even if she didn't, when she's younger, I'm going to try to get her into so many things as much as she
Oh, yeah.
possibly can. I didn't really have that opportunity like based off of where I lived and It's not something like I blame my parents for, obviously.
Right,
It's just something I've learned growing up. And with the field that I'm going into, now I'm thinking of Avery and I'm thinking, wow, I really need to make sure that she has all this experience by the time she does get older. And let's say she did want to go into this field, or even if it was like a different direction in science in general, at least she can have all this experience growing up and, you know, maybe to add to her resume and all of these connections by the time she's actually in high school or
Right.
ready to go. So that's like something that's like been really important to me, is like making sure that she can take advantage of all of these, like, even for, you know, like growing up, I now see that there are so many opportunities for kids, like kids camps, for,
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
all these different things. I'm like, but I want to do that now.
Me
But
too.
it's like ages, like, you know, 6 to 14. And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, okay. And there's just so many different things. And now I'm like, okay, I need to make sure Avery gets into that. Obviously, if she doesn't like it, she doesn't like it. But I guess just being a mom now, like, I want to make sure that she's able to do that, because I didn't get that chance when I was younger. And it would probably would have helped me to where I am today with what I'm
Yeah.
going into. But
I
yeah,
think that's
that's
so
kind of
great too, because like you said, even if she doesn't like it, at least she can say like she's, you know, even if she's 6 years old and she went to a camp, she can still say like, okay, mom, I tried this. Like, I want to go a different route, that kind of thing. Which like, yeah, that is true for kids, but that's true for adults too. Like I literally went to college for music and I loved it at the time. And then the second I went back to marine stuff, I'm like, oh nope, this is what I want. So, you know, things change. Nothing, and it sounds so cheesy. Your parents always say it, but like, you're not gonna know what you want to do at 17 years old. And if you do, that's great, but like, you probably won't. So things change as you age. So I just think like it's a like I think of it like a conveyor belt. It's just ever moving.
No, it really is. I forget, Christian mentioned something to me a while back, and I forget the statistics of it. But there's a certain percentage of everyone that will change their major at least 3 times
Oh yeah.
before they figure out what they want to do. And it's so true. It
It's
is so
scary.
true. It is. Yeah, because I'm sure most people go into it thinking at 18, 17, 18, going, no, this is what I want to do. And then 3 years go by and you're like, wow, I don't want to do this anymore. That was so true. So, yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so let's see, what else do we get into? I guess we could just kind of let's see. Something that I wrote down is that if you guys are more landlocked, which we have a lot of guests on the podcast that talk about how they've been, that they grew up landlocked and that they weren't living by the coast, so they didn't think that they could really like volunteer and things like that. But there are ways you can do it. I'm doing it right now. So if you guys reach out to any places, facilities, things like that, that are like near the coast, that do research, like in tide pools and things like that, reach out to those people on social media, email, just someone in general. They will direct you to whoever you need to talk to. Call them, even get connected with someone, and just figure out how you can volunteer or do some type of remote work. Because right now I'm actually doing volunteer remote work for Harbor Wild Watch, and I mentioned it in the last like one or two episodes. So it's definitely possible, and just keep in mind these are great things to add to your resume, no matter what, even if it's just a couple little things you're doing for them. It's just building your resume, building your experience, and I feel like that's really important. But I feel like a lot of people are just really scared to reach out, and that's like the
Yeah.
first big step. And sometimes I catch myself being a little scared of it, but now with the podcast, like, I'm so much more open to just messaging people through social media right away and be like, what can I do? Who can I talk to? And it's led me to so many different things, and I feel like it's really important to do that.
Yeah, that leads into something that I was gonna say. Not only like networking to get to know people, but just trying to find that confidence to, you know, even if that you find a place and they don't say that they're hiring, find someone that you can contact, email them. Like, literally just send your resume so that if they aren't hiring now, when they do hire, your name is in their head. And like, it just, I just did it last week. I found a shark research center that's not too far from my house. I don't know if they're hiring. I found their email, sent my stuff. If they don't answer, it's not like a bruise to my ego or anything. It's just, okay, maybe they're busy. I think that's the biggest thing. People are so scared of, not necessarily rejection, but they don't want to be told no, or they just don't want to put a bad thing around their name. But I don't think that reaching out will ever look bad.
No,
I don't think there's ever going to be a situation where someone's going to be like, oh, why did they reach out?
Yeah. So no, I feel the same way. And it's really weird because I feel like nowadays we're actually moving away from that, to where a lot of places don't, you know, it's like so technical with how they want you to apply for jobs and stuff now. Yep. It's not like back in the day where you walk in to a facility and you're like, here's my resume, are you guys hiring? Like, I remember calling, like, I would just call places. Are you guys hiring? Are you guys hiring? Can I come bring, you know, bring my resume? I feel like it's not like that now. They're like, okay, go ahead and apply online. And I feel like at least with this field, I feel like it's not, like, you still have that opportunity to, like, walk in, turn in your resume, because they do want to see who you are. At least that's what I feel like most places. Like, they want to see who you are. They want to hear your voice and see, like, how dedicated you are to
the initiative,
what they're doing. Yes. So I feel like that's another reason why I just, like, love this field so much, is because there's still that, like, one-on-one, like, you get to meet those people, you can chit chat with them, you can call them. Like you just said, you turned in your resume. That's probably something you can easily just call and say, hey, I turned this in, are you guys hiring? And then they're putting the voice to your name, so they're like, oh, I did see that person's name. Wow, she called, that's really awesome. And then you just never know, you never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah. And I, like, not necessarily for a job, but I reached out to someone that had done, you know, photography for a National Geographic. And I just reached out to him and I was like, hey, I would love to either get together or set up a Zoom call, like, pick your brain a little bit just for information. Like, I think, and he was more than happy. You know, I don't think anyone in this field is ever going to be like, no, that's weird. I don't like, I think everyone is so, at least everyone that I've come in contact with the past 2 years is just like so welcoming. They're like, I'm so glad that you're deciding to go down this path. Like, I will give you all the knowledge I can, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've never been in a situation where I felt like I was bothering someone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like it's very beneficial for sure in this, at least in this field. Yeah.
Yeah. So something that I wanted to bring up about knowing if a place is hiring, if you're looking into more of like a zoo aquarium type thing, a lot of times facilities, or I want to say 99% of the time, facilities won't advertise that they're hiring on their website or whatever the case is, like in their window, whatever. So you kind of have to look at specific things like job boards. So I have a list here, and I can also send it to Kirsty just so that she can give you guys the resources and everything. But there's a few organizations that have job boards and places that, if you really want a job in that kind of that end of the field, you should check religiously just for your area, or if you're willing to relocate, whatever the case may be. So the first one is IMATA. It's the International Marine Animal Trainers Association. And they have conferences. I think it's at least once a year, but they might have a couple throughout the year. Okay. And they typically will hold them at different aquariums. And you can go network, interview, whatever. But you also don't need to go to the conferences if you don't want to. But yeah, being a member for them is great. Little thing you can put on your resume, as well as AZA, which is the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. Same kind of thing. They also have conferences, but that's more inclusive of zoo stuff instead of just marine aspects.
Yeah.
And then there's ALSO, which is AALSO, and it's the Aquatic Animal Life Support Operators. And they similar thing, they have job boards and stuff for all throughout the country.
Okay, cool.
And then, yeah, I just also put Facebook groups are really great.
Yes.
I'm in two of them right now, one for marine mammal trainers and then one that's just marine science internships, jobs, and opportunities. And that one I really recommend because it's stuff all throughout the world. So if want to intern down in Africa or Australia or wherever, they've got it. So some of it's paid internships, most of it's not. But it's that would, you know, again, great resume building stuff. So
yeah, that's really good. Yeah, I really like the Facebook groups. That's a big one. And yeah, that's awesome. And yeah, just kind of like what Katie was saying, like definitely sign up for like the like almost like newsletters that kind of piggybacks on what you were saying. So if there's like aquariums that you guys want to like stay in touch with, sign up for their newsletter so you guys know what's going on.
Follow social media.
Yes, social media. Definitely follow them on social media. So you see what's going on, events coming up, just go to the events and start socializing with the, you know, people that work there. Like with going to Elkhorn Slough recently, I was able to kind of, you know, talk with different people that volunteer there. And eventually if you go so many times, you can start making those connections and people will start recognizing you. And then even if you're not ready to volunteer, let's say you just don't have the time, you can at least ask them. Like, I don't think a lot of people realize in this field, like the majority, okay, there's always going to be those people out there that just are a little more negative Nancy's, but most people want you to come up and ask questions. You know, they want to share what they're passionate about. Yeah. So if you go up and you go to these events, you know, make those connections, ask those questions, say, what can I do to volunteer? Do you guys do remote? In case you guys wanted remote and you weren't able to like commit, ask like what the commitments are, because that's kind of hard. I wanted to volunteer for the longest time at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, but with me living over 2 hours away, I couldn't really commit to like the contracts and stuff of having to go like every weekend or doing so many hours. I was like, oh, I don't know if I can commit to that, just because I'm not local. But that's just something that I had to kind of deal with and say, okay, what else can I do? You know, don't let that discourage you. So, because a lot of times we can get discouraged in this field. It happens to the best of us. You know, it's very easy to get discouraged with how
competitive
this field can be.
Yeah.
But just remember to try to work with others and not be, you know, negative towards others. You know, make those connections with people instead of like fighting over stuff against people.
Oh, yeah.
You want to make friends with everyone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just don't get discouraged and reach out to those newsletters. Like I know Elkhorn Slough, I just joined one of their newsletters. There's the Marmam website, which I'll link it to. I finally got that figured out. Somebody actually sent me like a different link and I was like, okay, I don't know why I had the other one before. So I'll put that on there. Let's see what else.
I put in all caps, just reiterating what you said. People love talking about themselves. So no matter where you're going, just say like, where'd you go to school? Like, just ask them basic questions about themselves, yes. How they started. Like, it seems so simple, but they love it. Like every single person I've ever spoken to, you know, unless they don't have time, obviously, if they're in a rush somewhere, but they'll stop and they'll say, oh, I went here. Oh, this is how I started. I interned here, blah, blah, blah. And then I also just quickly wanted to say, on the opposite side of the spectrum, if you're not interested in aquarium and zoo stuff, but more interested in labs and whatnot, you know, a lot of places have Facebook groups for their fish and wildlife. So like I have my New Jersey Fish and Wildlife Center, which it's not necessarily like just marine stuff, but if you're open to fish in general, that's an option.
Cool.
And yeah, I mean, the other thing is you're not necessarily going to start with your dream job. You know, you kind of got to work your way up. So if you want to ultimately work with marine life, and you don't really like freshwater fish for some reason, and you might have to kind of suck it up for a little bit, as harsh as that sounds, it's kind of like you just kind of build your way up there.
Yeah.
But oh, because... sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I just remembered too. Your local college, or even the college that you may go to, probably has some kind of lab in marine science if they offer that degree. So, like, again, I live in a coastal state, so I'm not sure how it is for people that don't live near beaches, but a few campuses in my state like have like research facilities that you can go to and work at even if you don't go to that school. So yeah. I think that's an important option as well.
Yeah. And reaching out to professors, even if you're not going to those colleges, reaching out to them. Something I've been thinking about is having my biology teacher that I had.
Oh, yeah.
She was absolutely amazing. She is like, her energy level was just like amazing. It was like literally my favorite class in college so far. Mm-hmm. So I would love to have her on the podcast because she's like so inspirational. She's like the best person to talk to. And so it's just something like that. Connect with some professors that even if it's not local to you, I mean, definitely reach out to people that are like more locals in case you wanted to talk to them in person. But at other colleges, like that's a good thing to do too. And get different perspectives. Every instructor teaches a little differently, so you'll get different aspects of what they're doing in their class, and just overall, it would just be a great experience for you guys to be able to do, is just, again, make those connections. I feel like I'm always saying that. Make those connections.
It's
with
so
other
important,
people.
Though.
It really is.
Like, even if it's as simple as, like, just adding someone on LinkedIn or Facebook, like, because then, again, your name, like, whatever you post, whether it's, like, I don't know, your dog or whatever, like anything you post, they see your name and it's in their head. So then if you reach out to them for something that you may not necessarily need, but any information, if you reach out to them, they'll say, oh, I know this name.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it just, I don't know. It's so important. It sounds so redundant, but it really is so important.
Yeah. And speaking of posts, one of the notes I have is, if you have social media, whether it's private or public, to where people can see it or not, keep it as professional as possible, I would say. Yeah. Not like to the T, you know, we have, you know, like me, I'm not really on Facebook all that much. If I do, it's like for family, or honestly, like I post a lot of marine biology stuff on Facebook. or I get tagged in like a million marine biology stuff on Facebook from friends and stuff.
Yeah.
But just try to keep it for professional. Not everybody's going to look at it, but some people might. Mm-hmm. Even if it's on private, you never know. Somehow they can maybe know someone that is in your account. You just never know. I feel like nowadays with how big social media is, that's a really important one as well. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all TikTok. That stuff. TikTok, yes.
Literally everything. Yeah, that's
everything.
A big one.
Yeah.
That was a big one too. Like even when social media wasn't huge, like I remember, you know, I have an older brother. So I remember when I was just in eighth grade or a freshman in high school and he was with all of his friends, they would post, you know, them partying and everything, and they're underage. So my mom would always be like, guys, regardless of this being horrible for you to do, like people that you potentially want to work for in the future, even if you delete it, it's still there.
Yeah.
They can still find it. So, and then it just puts kind of a bad image of you. Obviously people have fun. I'm not saying don't have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But just try to like think of it as if, you know, if you were applying for a job, would you want them to see this? Would you want to be like, here, look at this picture?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. I feel like that's definitely important.
It is, for sure.
One thing I've learned, and I'm not going to go into too much detail with it, letter of recommendations are always great to have when you're applying for stuff. But just make sure that you trust the people that are giving you the letter of recommendations and that you can rely on them for letter of recommendations. So again, not going to go into too much detail, but that's always really important. Whether it's from a professor, instructor, from a college, if it is a friend, a manager that you've worked with in the past, just make sure they're reliable and that they're professional, and that when you basically just like need it done and you can rely on that person to talk highly about what you did in that field, or you know how you helped them with whatever it is, just be sure that you can trust those people.
Yeah. It's also important, if you're going to use someone as a reference or use their letter of recommendation more than once kind of thing, let them know, so that if they get a call, they're not just like baffled and they're, you know, taken off guard or whatever the case may be. You don't want them to sound hesitant or anything when they're trying to refer you for a job.
Yeah, 100%. You want to give everybody that heads up.
It's or ask permission to make sure they're willing.
Yes, because it'll definitely look bad on you if you don't. I always be sure to ask people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't even think about that for a second. Something that I'm really bad with, but I'm totally gonna recommend it to everyone. Keep your resumes updated.
That's so hard.
I'm so bad with this, but I'm like, wait a minute, this is like really important.
It is.
And I'm going to do it for myself, just because I am advertising that to everyone else. I will do it because I don't want to be a hypocrite. But I catch myself being really bad with this, but at the same time, it's really good, because the last thing you want, like right now, I don't like really need it. But the last thing I would want is have to like sit down for hours and update it and switch it, and then try to go back and like ask people last minute for that reference or letter recommendation. At least you can have those permissions ahead of time from people, add it to your resume, and then when you get time to submit those, then give those people a heads up and be like, hey, remember when you know, let me be a reference for this, just letting you know, I'm going to be submitting some resumes. You might get a call, so I would definitely try that. Try to keep that updated as much as possible.
I think a huge thing with resumes too. Well, first of all, people always tell me how they don't know how to write a resume and cover letter and this and that. There's so many resources online. I'm not saying I'm a professional, but you can reach out to me too. Like I love helping people with that. I'm a very organized person. Cool. So if anyone needs help, reach out to me. I can help you with your resume. but what I was going to say is a very helpful thing that I do, especially because I have so many different things that I've done, like the music, the culinary, it just kind of gets messy. So what I do is I have a master resume, just listing everything that I've done. And then I kind of make smaller resumes that pertain to the specific job that I'm applying for. So say, I don't know, like I said, I have music and stuff on my master resume, so I don't necessarily want to be putting those things on a job for an aquarium, or, you know, depending on the facility, maybe I do. But my basic gist is just create a big list of things that you've done, and then you can gear a specific one towards whatever job you're applying for.
Yeah, I feel like that's really important. And kind of piggybacking on that, with me going into biology, my first job was teaching gymnastics. So obviously that's not something that I would probably put on a resume for going into my major in either marine science, biology, whatever. Definitely keeping like a big list of everything that you do, and then just kind of breaking that down. When you guys are applying to different places, it's best to, I mean, you definitely want to edit like your cover letters and stuff specifically to those jobs anyway. So like Katie said, with having that master's list, you guys definitely want to make sure that you just kind of can pull what you can from that to that specific job. And that way, let's say you apply to like two separate jobs, but in the same facility, you know, you don't want them to really look the same. You might want them to look a little different.
That's a good
based
point.
Off of what you are applying to. Like if you're working, let's say it's a rehab facility for all sorts of MAM or marine life, and one of them you apply to is for turtles, one of them you apply for is for sharks, you might want to switch that up a little bit. Definitely keep like your major things on there. Like, your volunteer work, your internships, maybe stuff you did on hand. Like in general, you're probably going to be more hands-on with these jobs or internships anyway. So keep those on there. But then let's say, or rearrange it. So let's say you have experience with sharks already. You might want to put that on your cover letter and make that more of like a priority on there rather than, let's say you also have experience with turtles, but you want to readjust them on whatever you're applying for. And that's probably the best thing. You always want to kind of switch things around, move it around to exactly what you're applying for. And they kind of want to see that too. They don't want to just see that you're throwing one thing out there for multiple different things, because a couple different people from the same department might be able to see it and they're like, oh, they didn't try. You know, you just never know. And I think it shows also when you are rearranging those and you are fixing it up and moving things around and redoing your cover letter for maybe, like I said, same facility, two separate jobs, is showing them that you're putting more work into that, and they will probably appreciate that a whole lot more.
And then another thing that is good for resume building, obviously these aren't necessities, but if they are kind of pertaining to what you want to do, some certifications would be great to get done and add. So scuba certification.
Yes.
And then the one that I'm actually doing tomorrow and Sunday, or I guess when this comes out, today and Sunday. I am doing my marine mammal observer / protected species observer course, certification course thingy. So that basically will allow me, if I get a job, to look at protected species. And like, so for an example, if there's like a construction site or a hopper dredge kind of thing, you'd go and make sure there's no protected species within the area that would harm, or that the construction would harm them. I know it doesn't just pertain to marine mammals either. Like one of my old coworkers did a rattlesnake one in the woods or wherever they live. And so it was kind of a twofer thing, because she was making sure that the construction didn't hurt the rattlesnakes, but also that the rattlesnakes did not come and hurt the workers. So I think that's a cool little thing to add. Again, not a necessity, but if you ever plan on doing something like that, it might help. And if there is a job that you're looking for that requires it, it might be helpful to already have it on your resume than to scramble and be like, oh, this job is accepting applications and I can't do the certification until 2 weeks. I gotta whatever. So
it's, if like it's, you never know, those little things could really help you in the long run.
And it could kind of put you on top of someone else, kind of, if, like I said, or like we both said, it's kind of a competitive field. And so, not to say like, oh, I'm better than you. No, obviously not. But it's like, if it is a competitive field, and if you have that and someone else doesn't, it might help you. So
yeah. And is that just like an online course that you said you were doing? That's just online?
Yeah, I can send you the link for that too. There's, okay, cool. There's a few different ones. And I know like you have to be careful, because only like the NMFS only approves certain organizations that do it, and some might be like fake kind of thing. So it's like a whole thing through NOAA. So but I can give you some of those. But yeah, and then, and like I said, scuba is a good one too. I know we were talking about that the other day on our live. And I feel like that's way more common than the observer thing. You might want, I don't know, even working in an aquarium, you know, being scuba certified is helpful. So
well, and you never, I know I keep saying it, you never know. But that kind of makes me think too, like, let's say you do get hired on an internship, or you do work in an aquarium and you're working, let's say, in like this coral reef department, but let's say they start hiring for a scuba person, but you know, you already have that experience, you're already certified, bam, you can, you know, move up. Or just even if you're not like moving up in your career path or whatever, you can still just be like, you know what, that would be kind of cool to have a job, you know, I've done this for a year, maybe I'll take them up on their offer for this job. And you're still in the same aquarium, but you're like, wow, I'm already certified, I can do this.
And also, just like, jobs aside, being scuba certified for vacations, top
Oh,
tier.
yeah. Yep.
Just
I
going to
know.
a different country and like diving. I don't know. I feel like
Yeah.
it's just like, it's a great thing to have, not only on your resume, but just
Yeah.
for yourself.
I
So,
know. I really need to do it.
I recommend, I'm telling you,
I
nothing's too
know.
late.
Well, I told you it was like a freaking grand. That was before COVID
Well,
to
you gotta
do
do
it.
Patty.
So I
Patty
know.
is $200. You do all the e-learning at home at your own time, and then you do some pool dives to first learn, and then they take you out on an open water. I know this is going off on a tangent, but
But that's okay.
it's but
That's okay.
it's awesome. You gotta do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Cool.
I'm planning, I'm knocking on wood because I don't want to jinx it, but I'm planning on going on a cruise, and
Ooh.
I want to go scuba diving wherever
Yeah.
I go.
I feel like most cruises kind of offer that. Well, obviously depending on where you go, but for the, you know, majority of them, I feel like they do. And that would be very nice to have.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Something that just kind of popped in my head before we close all this is you were saying, actually I don't remember what you were saying, but you mentioned, I want to say you mentioned something about like committee or something, but that kind of made me think like if you live in a town where they do have like these committees or boards to where you can like join those to add to your resume, I feel like that's a good thing, and that's a great way to also connect with other people and get to know people. Like even if you go to these like webinars or you go to like physical events for like I don't know, there's a lot of like ocean events that you can go
Oh
to,
yeah.
like marine life ocean events that you can go to, obviously depending on where you live, but just going to those and like talking to whoever is like the speakers at these places, the best way, like getting connected with those people, getting their emails, which I'm sure will be provided if you are joining those events. And that's just a great way to also, you know, get out and talk to those people.
If you are nervous for like talking to people, business cards are great too. If
Oh,
you
yeah.
don't want to sit here and talk about yourself, you could just ask them questions and then say, hey, do you mind if I give you my card? Or if you keep physical copies of your resume, that's great too.
That
I
would
did
be
that for
cool.
the conferences that I go to, just, you know,
Oh wow, I
pass them
didn't think
out,
about that. Oh my gosh, I can
especially if you're a
make a
little
super
shy.
cute like ocean looking business card.
I could show you mine. Yeah, they're cute.
Oh my gosh. I think we should design some.
Okay. Oh my gosh, we should make a template for the
Oh. Okay. We're gonna be doing that. So many ideas. So many ideas coming.
Our brains are on fire
I
today.
know, it really is. Me and Katie, like, well, mainly me, I was just like sending her all these text messages about the Patreon page, trying to figure out what to do. So yeah,
It's
definitely a
fine.
lot of stuff coming.
I was dealing with my dog, but it was fine.
Yeah. Oh gosh. I think for the most part, that's kind of all I have.
Yeah.
Like I said, we didn't really go too in depth, but
Right.
hopefully this was informational to anybody listening. There's Avery screaming in the background. She's chit-chatting, giving her two
She said,
cents.
Mom, I want to talk.
I know, she really does. She's getting over being sick for the last week. So she's, yesterday and today are like her biggest days that she's been like back to normal pretty much, especially
She's a
today.
podcaster in the making.
She really is. Huh. She's funny. But yeah, so if you guys found this, I don't know, informational, let us know. If you guys found this
Think we covered a good
helpful.
amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did too. But yeah,
Feel
just let
free to
us
reach
know.
out if you have questions. Like, even, I don't know, you can message me personally too. It doesn't have to be on the podcast thing. If you just have a question, I don't care. I'm open. Whatever you need.
All right, so hopefully you guys found this episode helpful. I've actually been wanting to make this type of episode for a while. And so I'm glad that we were able to sit down and just kind of give our tips and
Yeah.
tricks and suggestions to everyone. So yeah, like we said, if you guys haven't checked out our Instagram, be sure to do that. Like Katie said, reach out if you guys have any questions to her on Instagram or the Ocean Lovers on Instagram, my Instagram. Feel free to message us anytime. We answer everyone's messages. So don't feel scared to reach out at all. We love getting your messages.
Practice your networking on us.
Yes, we will answer anything. But yeah, so we will see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.